This is James Taylor with Theater Talk.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
That's a wonderful tune titled A Wonderful Guy from the 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific. Broadway musicals like Nellie Forbush, the character who sings that number, can be as corny as Kansas. But on some occasions, they can be as expressive as any art form, as subtle as poetry, as expansive as a Cinerama motion picture, and as simple or profound as a black and white photo. South Pacific is all of these things, and more. It was only the second piece of musical theater to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Drama when it earned that distinction in 1950, and this year, South Pacific is receiving its first Broadway revival since it premiered almost 60 years ago. Directed by Bartlett Sher, this revival is a powerful reminder that the Broadway musical once held a position of influence in American life that makes the rollout of a summer blockbuster or the launch of a new video game system seem puny. For 3 hours, Sher and his actors and musicians make it inescapably clear how this show and its songs captivated the nation in the years just after World War II. Much of this is due to its 40-strong cast. The singing is first rate, the acting individual and never vulgar. The two leads, Kelly O'Hara and Paolo Zott, are heaven-sent. They embody their characters in look, feel, and most of all, voice. O'Hara's performance dazzles, but it may be Zott who has the more difficult task. He makes the standard, Some Enchanted Evening, sound fresh and moving after decades of debasement by crooners. Equally valuable to the success of this South Pacific is the orchestra. The recent touring production of My Fair Lady that came to the Amundsen featured a band of 16 musicians. This production boasts twice that number, and the difference is like listening to music on a transistor radio versus digital stereo headphones. South Pacific needs no chandeliers, helicopters, or other gimmicks. The special effects here are the sounds of the instruments and the human voice. For fans of musical theater in Southern California, there are two options. Fly to New York and see it on Broadway, where it runs at the Vivian Beaumont Theater, or start a letter-writing campaign to ensure that whatever theater presents the now inevitable touring production preserves the large orchestra and cast. Any effort and money spent to see this revival is worth it, not just because productions of South Pacific are rare. This production serves as an excellent time machine, effectively recreating the costumes, accents, and social mores of Americans in the 1940s. Also, South Pacific, a musical about Americans fighting an overseas war it appears to be losing, is entirely relevant today. But most of all, this South Pacific must be seen because it's simply first-class entertainment. Watching this revival made South Pacific feel like the theatrical equivalent of the film Casablanca. Both exude the style and wit of their medium's golden era. Everything feels familiar, everything feels right, and there's not a whiff of pretension. Just red-blooded characters in extraordinary circumstances, trying to find love, not get killed, and sing a few songs to deal with the pain of war and heartache.
Once you have found her, never let her go.
This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.